Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio, also broadcasting on the EastEddy Stargate channel. We have a cat trapped in the conference building, screaming. It's a wild kitty making all kinds of noise, so just don't worry. It's not being tortured, it's just trying to get out. So there's so much going on right now. There's a lot of different things happening, and tonight we've got John Bonko's remote viewing class in that group. And we have a kitty still freaking out. But it's better not to make so much noise over there, guys. With all the chairs and everything, it's interrupting the show. So, but anyway, we'll have the cat situation out taken care of pretty quick. The joys of live broadcasting, anyway, so we've got some amazing things. We have a list of things that his group is remote viewed, and everything from the moon to Q to the solar flash and a few other things. And so we have the main collators that were actually doing the getting all the data and collating and bringing it together, and they're going to come on the show. And I know you had some really interesting.
Yeah, we had some good stuff. You know, okay, so I guess I should explain remote viewing a little bit, how we work it and how these classes run. So, I mean, now these people, they haven't, you know, these students haven't remote viewed before. But when you bring all their data together, it paints this really amazing picture of what's going on. And, you know, we look at things that they can get immediate feedback on, like real world stuff, you know, like historical events, things that they can line up so that they can understand how they're remote viewing, if they're doing it well or, you know, they're off and they need to keep working on certain aspects. But the way it works is that, well, first off, anybody can learn it. It's not something that is for special people only. Anybody can learn remote viewing. And every person in this class, I think we have almost 25 or 26 people here, will remote view the same question. So they'll all work on the same thing together. They don't know what they're remote viewing beforehand. They're kept totally blind. And then their data is taken and then cross-correlated with each other. And that paints this pretty accurate picture of what's going on. So we've been doing that since Thursday, just having fun. They're learning how to do it, as well as looking at weird things. Not all weird things. I just want to put that out there, because you do need that feedback loop of real stuff, of real, like, earth stuff to ground yourself in. And you can't always do strange stuff. There's a learning process in it, but we did do a bunch.
We got some amazing things. I was going to do a monologue in the beginning, but I thought we'd go right into remote viewing. If there is time, I'll go into a little bit of the monologue about what's happening on the planet. But it does tie into the remote viewing, so we'll see what we cover with the remote viewers, and then I can go from there and find out what we didn't miss or what we didn't get.
That sounds good. You want a viewer up here now?
Yeah, let's bring our first viewer up.
Alex. I think it's Alex. This is Alex.
Hello.
And she's one of the collators of the information. Now, what were you remote viewing?
The first one that I'll bring up is we were describing the reality of the creation of the man. Mm-hmm. So we could understand what this reality is and know more about it.
Right. Was it created, or was it, you know, just sort of Earth captured it?
Yeah. Well, the history of the moon, the ancient history, one time we had two moons, and then we had no moon, and then we had one moon. So they've been coming and going. The moons have been coming and going throughout ancient history. So it'll be interesting to see what what you came up with.
So multiple viewers of this either drew or saw the moon or the word moon. And for me, I actually drew a circle and one side had stars on it and the other side had the sun. Mm-hmm. And there was some kind of movement with that object. Other viewers had data about an artificial structure. So that was also confirmed.
An artificial structure.
Artificial structure. Mm. And some, you know, some dust on this, like.
So they're describing the moon, basically.
Describing the moon.
Yeah, fully describing.
Now, did it seem like there's beings inside of it now, or is it kind of abandoned? Or?
I'm not sure. I did feel beings, and they first came up with dark blue, and it seemed like a chest plate of some kind. Uh-huh. But then when I viewed it further, it felt like the beings had a long life, that they were ancient, as well as it seemed like they had very big eyes. They seemed very insectoid. Huh. As well as they're telepathic, tall, they're void of feeling, which was probably the strangest experience.
Yeah. Well, this is directly in relation to the creation of the moon. So as far as that data goes, there were multiple viewers that had the same thing, a bunch of beings and...
They were also working on the moon.
Working on the moon.
That was another part of it. They were all really focused on a task. Mm-hmm. So,
like mining,
it felt like a building of some type.
Yeah, I was told a long time ago that they retook the moon. Some other beings had it, and they're using it for nefarious deeds. And that the higher beings came and retook it, more spiritually and technologically advanced. Beings came in and retook the moon, and they're probably rehabilitating it right now, or creating maybe a positive, positive role.
Did you ever hear the Chani Project? Channeled Holographic Network Interface, the super collider that was in Africa. Uh-huh. It was a super collider. They were doing experiments to see if they could merge timelines.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, at one point, a being came through the computer. They apparently spoke to this being for 5 years. So it was like the computer was channeling them. And this being was saying that our universes are going to collide. We're in a separate universe than yours. Our universe is going to collide with yours. This being said, we had a moon, and it was messing up the population so bad that they literally pushed it off and blew it up. So, I mean, you got to wonder, it's like what if we didn't have a moon? What would things be like?
We'd have no tides, but everything would be accessible, basically, because you need that.
So what happens when there's a full moon and, you know, there's a huge increase in just
craziness. Lunacy.
Lunacy. All right, lunacy. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should blow up the moon. I'm just saying.
All right, so what else? What other gems do you have?
Okay, so the next viewing we did was, of course, we were blind, so we had no idea what was happening. And
Victor Grebennikoff, is that one?
Yeah, okay. That's the one. Do you want to share about that?
Okay, I'll explain who Grebennikoff. So Victor Grebennikoff is like the 1920s. He was an entomologist in Russia, and he noticed these beetles in Siberia on a lake that would just fly off at full speed, right? Mm-hmm. They would just fly off at full speed. And he wondered how and why that could happen because there was no ramp up to full speed. So he tore their wings and carpets apart and found these designs underneath their wings. So he started experimenting with shapes in general and believed that these wings caused a field of anti-gravity. So he took all of these wings and these beetle parts, lined the bottom of a board
box, and
put a pole on it with like brake handles that would open and close blinds, like shutters on the bottom of it. And the claim is that he would fly around. So 1920s, guy flying around a little, you know, piece of wood.
I heard it's pretty fast too.
Really fast. So we're looking at, you know, the reality of it.
So it was
find out.
Yeah, so you looked into it. What'd you get on that
one? What I noticed first was a rectangle. So it was a man-made object and it had spaces in there. So there's, and there are two of them and they're moving towards each other.
So you're getting like the opening and closing.
The opening and closing. Uh-huh. And then also seeing all of this energy, like little circles of energy on the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. Some type of, you know, electricity and a color. So that was most likely the wings that I was picking up. And then the other big thing was there was, you know, a heavy object that was coming down, but it wasn't touching the ground. It was actually above it. And there was space underneath. Mm-hmm. And many people were perceiving that lightness, that floating, mm-hmm. moving quickly.
Right. A lot of the viewers were basically saying,
Same
stuff. Yeah, guy right, flying around.
Anything else you got on your cards?
That was
there?
Pretty exciting.
I thought the Grebennikov stuff was amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yes. I've always been curious about that because I heard that story and I was wondering if anybody really looked into it.
I mean,
tell anybody what kind of beetles they were because he didn't want them to go extinct.
Exactly.
Right. So he didn't want everybody out there gathering these beetles.
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, and the other part of that was I felt into a being, like a pretty serious being. It looked like when I drew it, it had a slit, so it could have been a reptilian. Just, you know, a little sternness. It wasn't like a joyride. There was some watching.
Kind of focused on.
Well, I know when you're doing this kind of work, there's other beings that will try to jump in, and they'll try to either divert it or interfere with it or things like that. That happens a lot. And so I know we always do clearings. We keep the energy clear and whatever. If we have a saying, don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, you know.
Absolutely.
And then you get back on track. But there's always diversions going on and other beings trying to hijack things.
Yeah, so I'd say Grebennikov was a real thing.
Yeah.
Based on the data. Really. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Who have we got next?
Marie.
And so those of you that think Marie looks familiar to you, she did an awesome yoga class here with Holly Marie, and she's That's back right. for the remote viewing.
That's right. I couldn't stay away. You want me to get into it?
Oh, go right into it.
All right. Yeah. So we did a group. We had a group of six or seven of us. And we did a group streaming. I was the moderator. And so I was holding the information or the task. And our task was describe the purpose of the Q operation. Describe the purpose. And so our group really was dialed. They immediately went off.
They had no idea what the target was.
Yeah. So a couple of the key points that they brought up, which I just think everybody will enjoy. They brought up masculine face, an older gentleman. They brought up a culmination of about 9 people, a lot of white dots. I interpret it as a lot of white hats in a weird way. the group is dense, hidden records, documents, signatures. What else did they say? Sabotage files, classified, top secret. You know, they were definitely tapping in. And so after the first kind of page of information, I tried to steer them back to the purpose of this information. And again, they went right on. And, after a few clear words, which again, I think we'll all appreciate, government buildings, secret rooms, U.S. global impact, protective, been hijacked, intent is good, removing blocks. Okay, so here we're getting to the purpose. Removing blocks, deprogramming, and here's the one where I think they hit it right on the head. At least in my interpretation, is they said the purpose is to collapse MK Ultra. And as John mentioned, he can give a lot more information on that. You know, that's the control of the media. in all media, not just what we hear on the news. So collapse of that, and then lots of connections and so forth. So they dialed in, and once they realized it was the Q question, we were all kind of excited about that information. Yeah, there was some good energy behind that for sure.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the MK Ultra,
yeah.
I mean, it's not just, you know, what they did in labs and like in secret with people. Mm-hmm. It literally is, how do we take over the minds of everybody? And that's through all programming and media,
everything. The playbook, and then
exactly. So it's like
through all the media, so
collapse all the programming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's really, that's what it looks like in general.
Which goes into social engineering,
right,
which was going to be my topic, but we'll go further into that later. I'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it's a good one to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if anybody's a Q follower, a true Q follower is reading the drops themselves. And, you know, you can take in additional information and different additional interpretations. But I think as a real Q knowledge patriot, you're reading the Q drops yourself. Right, you're not asking for everybody else's interpretation, and with that, you can kind of come to your own assumptions, which again, I believe, drops into the collapse because we become independent thinkers. Right, they're giving us the tools to be independent thinkers and to go mm-hmm. beyond. So that is so important to ask the questions and think deeper about that. That's why it's so powerful.
Yeah, critical thinking and do your own research.
Exactly,
those mm-hmm. are really lacking right now. And if people just go to CNN and the lamestream media, they're going to be social engineered and not have facts. You know?
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much, John.
Awesome.
It's been awesome.
Thanks, Bree.
As always, thank you.
Okay, who we've got next?
We've got Janae next. What are you talking about, Janae?
I am talking about describe the effects of the solar flash on humanity and the earth.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So this is the, what's the background on solar flash? Isn't
think that's something that Corey Good started.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure, but I know, or Wilcox, I know first time I heard this through Corey Good talking about it. I don't know if it, or where it originated, where he got it from, but,
right.
But you know, there's a lot of different interpretations of it.
Right, like pure death for everything.
We're all fried.
Yeah.
Critters, too. We all ascend and fly off to Never Never Land. So we'll find out what remote viewers came up with.
So when we had the viewers describe the task, the first thing they started out with was tingling in the ears and a burst of energy that happens internally.
So wait, okay, so let's back up. So the tasking was specifically to describe the effect that the solar flash would have on humans and the earth,
and
right?
The earth, yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes. So it was a burst of energy that happens internally, a micro nova causing earthquake-like effects with powerful rippling upward waves of energy that are invisible, which I thought was really incredible mm-hmm. because of the say. So it said movement with the physical elements of water and air and advancing in evolution with awareness of individuality and a hive mind with presence of guidance from wise ones, keepers of the secrets, with others coming forward, meaning a variety of more evolved life forms is what we were getting at, is we really felt the evolution.
So it would cause some kind of evolution?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With humanity involving the change of our perception, we really focused on everybody changing the perception of their reality and that receiving the truth on a higher level through spirituality and wisdom of the avatar and light body. Hmm. So it was really
like you gotta unpack that.
Yeah, quantum yeah. leap and evolution of consciousness
right.
and a reunion with the higher dimensional beings
yes.
at the same time. So that's amazing.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
Yeah. Did you have anything else on?
So that's like the human side.
Yes, the human side.
On the Earth side, did you get anything on that?
Well, they said the effects with the waves of powerful light energy moving upward mm-hmm. and then the effects of like earthquake-like symptoms, mm-hmm. you know, shaking.
So you're going to have some trouble on Earth, like
some
on the pure
effects.
Physical
yeah. yes.
side effects. So,
yes,
right.
absolutely.
But ultimately, I mean, it's part of the plan. It would be part of
I think if you're
evolution.
If you're already sensitive, you're feeling that.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
there's gamma ray bursts, things hitting the Earth and and the solar flares and coronal mass ejections. And people who are sensitive feel the gamma rays first when they hit. And they go, what is going on? They get a little spacey and dizzy. And then all of a sudden, you know, you look up on SOHO and you go, oh, this big flare just went off. And then it takes a while for the other denser rays to hit the planet. And then it creates an increase in earthquake activity and volcanic activity, as well as erratic weather, you know, hurricanes, tornadoes, storms. And it really has a major effect on social consciousness. Mm-hmm. Like, so that it all ties into that. That's more of the science behind it, but it creates change on every level.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when it comes in.
Yeah. Excellent. That was excellent.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You guys nailed it. All you guys really nailed your targets. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, who that means?
You got Lydia?
Brett. We got Brett coming up. All right, Brett, what'd you view for us here?
We were looking at what you guys saw with the Milky Way back in September.
Well, yeah, it was really strange. What happened is two times this happened. I walked outside and I was with a whole group of people, and the Milky Way was going, you know, pretty much north and south, and you know, where it usually is. And then we come out the next night and it's going east and west. I mean, it's not, maybe it was huge. And it was the same time. And that was the weird thing about it. It was the exact same time. And you don't get a change, that big of a change, unless the Earth is really wobbling or you're doing some kind of a time jump or something. I don't know. We didn't know what happened. And then it happened again where we came out one morning and the Milky Way again changed. Mars was up and the Pleiades were up. You could see both of them, and they're really not supposed to be up right now at that time. And then the next night we come out and they're gone at the same time. The Mars is gone. It's not there anymore. The Pleiades is gone. It was lower on the horizon. You could see it at the same time. And the Milky Way had also shifted too. So to me, logically, there's two things going on. One, the Earth is wobbling like crazy. Or we're shifting realities, or both. I don't know.
Or there's a hologram.
Yeah, or we're in this big hologram, and someone's changing the dial on.
Have you seen? Like, this is from multiple people. Yeah, the moon, that wave that goes across it.
Yeah,
and different people across the Earth have filmed the same thing.
Yeah,
that is weird.
Yeah, it's like it shifts out of
reality. Yeah,
but, I mean, there's some really strange things. So, what did you come up with on that?
We got a big old list from the I moderated it.
You just go to the.
Just go through a few things.
Yeah, the really relevant stuff.
Artificial, metallic, and silver. They had a lot of colors: blue, gray, green, shiny, almost like they were trying to describe a craft or something.
Like a ship was involved with it, or something, or changing a reality, or something.
And then energy spirals, energies, a couple. People said pillars or columns of energy, sound, waves, and frequencies, space, time was going really fast, non-humans involved. This one was interesting, interdimensional, moving from one reality to another.
Yeah, changing timelines. That makes sense.
No hologram, no language around that at all.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like a feeling of expectation, whimsical, playful, wonderment, possibilities, expansion. Like there's some sort of
totally changing timelines. Yeah.
And then one of the last ones was a portal with spacecraft going through it.
I'd say all of the above going on. And we see that happen above us all the time. We see ships popping in and out and disappearing.
It's amazing,
that was on a huge scale, and what's nice is there's other people out there, and I didn't front load. I go, you guys notice anything different? They go, how come the Milky Way's going that way tonight? Or what happened to Mars and the Pleiades, you know? So So I wasn't crazy, you know, I wasn't the only one seeing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, and this place is so bizarre because this place is a different timeline. It's a vortex and strange things happen here all the time. And so that's kind of normal almost for here. There's always something like that going on or something strange.
Is it out of the ordinary?
Yeah. I wanted to share a really quick story. When I was in Hawaii, and I usually don't channel because channeling got really corrupted for a while and everybody was channeling everybody from the astral level on down and their own egos and things like that. So, I mean, there are some good channels out there, but it got so bad that back in the late 70s, I go, I'm done. I'm just going to empower people to get their own information, you know, and work on that. And so I went into self-mastery after that, teaching people how to be their own channels, you know, and do their own work. But because Ezekiel came in really strong and he wanted to channel. And so I channeled this message from him, really powerful message about the future and the challenges and all the other things. Well, right during that session, we had a 5-point-something earthquake right under our feet. I mean, right under us. And it shook the hotel. You know, it was intense, really shook everything and freaked everybody out. You know, it was very intense because we're right at ground zero. I think it's the King Kamehameha Hotel or right there, you know. And so we come out after the class. We come outside and everybody's standing outside in their curlers, you know, in their bathrobes. And just freaked out, you know. They're all freaked out. We go, what happened? They go, what do you mean what happened? I go, why is everybody outside? Why are everybody freaking out? And they go, well, where were you? You know, and I go, we're in that building right there. And I go, that building was shaking like crazy, you know, the whole place was shaking and everybody ran out of the building. We didn't hear a thing, didn't feel a thing. Hmm. We're in a whole different frequency, a whole different time or something. Right. And we didn't even know what happened, you know, which is possible. I mean, you can avoid a lot of things just by shifting frequencies or timelines or things like that.
Well, it makes me wonder then. I mean, do you think that whatever happened here, timeline shift, it seems to, you know, go towards that?
Yeah.
Or frequency shift was specific, was like local, right? To this area? To
it seemed
this,
like it was local.
Or like global?
Yeah, I might have been local, but I did get some emails from people saying, what is going on with the sky? So it did.
Okay. So other people were seeing it elsewhere.
Yeah, and I don't know if they saw it after I mentioned it.
Yeah,
or what,
right.
So I can't really tell. But it did feel like it was a local phenomenon, you know, to me. Because you'd think the internet would just be buzzing, like, what happened to the Milky Way?
Right, what happened to the Milky Way? Yeah. Yeah,
but
that's
you never
weird.
Know. You know, that could be censored, too.
Right. Yeah.
But
that's awesome. Thanks for
thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Then we've got Lydia. Do you want to come up and share some things? I think we're going to talk about some of the other things. Now you remote viewed quite a few things.
We've remote viewed a ton.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Whatever Lydia doesn't mention.
Wait, didn't we? We did the mountain again.
Yeah, the mountain.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, like, what I've learned from the remote viewing.
Oh, yeah.
Through that it's really not remote viewing, but you're connecting to a point in time. And whatever that incident happened, that task that we're looking at, and that really we live here in a physical world in a linear time.
Yeah.
But our true nature of our higher self is not a linear time, mm-hmm. where we can access.
Yeah, we can go forward or backward on the timeline mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. see it and access it and even jump dimensions as well.
And I think that's what we're all ascending to, you know, mm-hmm. toward our ascension.
And then telepathy and all mm-hmm. those other things are kicking off right now.
It also opens up your telepathy, mm-hmm. ESP.
Mm-hmm. And then with John and I, sometimes he starts to talk about something like the moon, you know. I go, yeah, the moon. He goes, oh, yeah. It's like, but, you know, when you're on that frequency, you don't have to talk.
Right.
It's automatic.
Right. Yeah. So it's been fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah, you guys actually had your mind blown earlier. It was like you all had metal plates in your head and they were heating up. You're Oh man, that was the whole time thing. Yeah. So they did homework last night, right? I had them do a session last night for homework. And then in the morning, the next morning, I didn't task it on anything. There was nothing associated with it. In the morning, I just didn't tell them anything about the homework. We didn't talk about it. And I said, why don't you come up with a list of weird things you want to know about? And we'll, you know, have the professional team look at it. And so they made this huge list of things, you know, and they voted on it. They're all excited. They're going to have the professional team look at it. And they finally decided on one on the list. And I said, okay, that was your homework. And they're all, wait, what?
How can that be?
How can that be? Yeah. Time doesn't exist. Time just doesn't exist. It's a good demonstration of it.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. But now, what were some of the other things that you tasked her?
Well, when I came back from lunch today, we did the moon build.
The moon, right?
Yeah, the moon. Yeah.
So I had been out at the construction, looking at the construction, and I thought, I'm remote viewing the construction outside, and I doubted myself of what I was seeing. Mm-hmm. And it's really important to just write what you see and don't even question it and don't doubt yourself. So then when I didn't want to share, but then when he said, oh no, it's the construction of the moon, I was like, oh my God, I have all this AC ducts and windows and all these construction things that I thought was outside. And it was really, the task was to see how the moon would go.
Right. And you just automatically got constructed. Yeah.
I know your brain, your left brain wants to take over and say, oh, this is this and this and this. And that's the problem we have, you know, it doesn't really come from the left brain. It comes from another.
You have to just let go.
Area. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shocking, you know, just watching everybody here, what they came up with and how everybody just nailed it. Everybody had pieces of the puzzle. And that's what I love about the Native American teachings. They said, nobody has the truth. We all have a part of the truth. And when we all come together is when have the whole truth, and that's what remote viewing does. It brings all the
absolutely
everything
right
together.
Because not everybody's getting the same thing, they're getting aspects of it.
Yeah,
it's so true.
Everybody has a piece of the puzzle, and when we all come together, we can see the whole puzzle, which is something we should probably be doing on a bigger scale on this planet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
Great.
The mountain
did who? Did anybody was that for the group?
Yeah.
Does anybody want to come talk about what they saw on the mountain? Yeah, great.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
So the we were tasked with a viewing, and of course we didn't know what it was. And our group did the free style. So we're sitting in a circle and we're free imaging.
Right. We do a couple different things from the main remote viewing methodology on paper. But then we do some really interesting fun stuff that is, we call it non-local image streaming. But we will do it in a group format. So that's what you're talking about.
Yes. And it's really fun. So the first things that come up are light, a golden Celtic knot floating.
So this is on the...
This is on the door to the mount...
The light, which is considered the gate. Yeah.
You know what? I got a photograph last night of the door opening, and it looks like a rope around it.
Really?
Yeah, it's strange. You can see
they were
it.
Describing it as like a Celtic knot.
Yeah, it looks like a rope around it, and it's orange, and the door is gold.
Oh man.
Yeah, so I actually got a photograph.
We got to see that. I want to see that.
It was amazing. And some of the other things were one of our team members saw a wall with Egyptian style hieroglyphs on it, mm-hmm. or a gold door, guardians at the door, guarding the door, or a scout looking out. There was a lot of energy there. There was levitation. There was things going on that were of a like energetic level. So we had technology, It was amazing to hear afterwards what we saw. And what I really love is the Egyptian things. And then there was lioness energy, lions, and people were describing fur and purring and the sound of whirring, like a mechanical or electronic sounds. Mm-hmm. And then last night, we all went out to watch the mountain, and the mountain was as if it was speaking back to us. The gate was opening and closing, and the brightest light I've ever seen come out of the mountain, out of the gate. And it just washed over all of us with this incredible.
You can feel it, right?
We can feel it. And it felt like a response.
Yeah, definitely.
At least that's how we like to think of it.
It's like cheerleaders, you know, they're going, the monkeys are getting it. No, I'm just kidding.
It was amazing. So, yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, that was a good one. We've got some more time here. Is anybody else? Anybody else remote view some awesome things that you want to
Phil
or talk about?
I think Phil's got some word. Yeah, there were multiple people that saw these glyph-like writings on and around that area where the gate is.
Yeah, have you seen the pictures I have of the cave? It has faces carved all the way around the entrance.
Right.
And on the side of the hill up there, there's a massive face. It looks like a huge Sumerian guy or something. Long hair. It's undeniable. A huge face. Looks like Mount Rushmore.
Wow.
Up there, I have photographs of that as well. And so there's a very ancient history, a lot of the mythological things we thought were mythological just may not be, and they may still be going on up there.
Yeah, no, I can believe that. I mean, my mind's been blown by being out here. Yeah.
So the thing you were talking about, we were talking about the timeline of the United States.
Right.
And that was what the whole group had focused on. There was the in the future backwards homework assignment.
Right, yeah.
But it was amazing, the words that came in for all of us was all this great possibilities and healing and growth, and it just really...
Yeah, there was nothing negative.
Exactly, and I've noticed in media and in myself, whatever fear is stirred up, it's always like, oh, the sky is falling, but everything we came across this week, every single thing we looked at was about healing and growth and possibility.
Right.
Yeah. And it really was just really warmed my heart. I really felt so much possibility for the future that the world's not going to disintegrate. We're not going to get, like you say, torched by the sunspots or anything.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Well, you know, Kathy and I were doing some clearing, and I asked the higher dimensional beings, they're like the Andromedans, I think it was. I'm not sure who was coming in, but it might have been Babaji, but we were asking questions, and I said, so what's going to happen? I said, we're at this critical point right now where people really need to wake up and break the spell of the social programming and conditioning, and we've got to do it. We've got to get out of this. And all I heard was laughter. That's all we heard was like laughter, like we got this. You know, we got this. Don't worry. We got this. You know, it's like, and I go, yeah, well, you're not down here in the middle of it, you know, but no, I mean, there was like no worries, you know, is this, you know, we got it covered. So, and it was really interesting to feel that, you know, that now my left brain or skeptical side's gone, you know, there's a lot more going on, you know, that's not so funny right now. You know, so there's that part of me, the grounded part, but when I tune into them, they go, no problem, we got
this. Perhaps this like Milky Way timeline shift local thing was really directed for here to absolutely totally hold that. Because I mean, all we're seeing, we're not seeing doom and gloom, and we're looking at a lot of darker stuff, right?
Exactly.
We're seeing growth and expansion and
love and happiness,
and we're on the right track, et cetera, you know?
But can you imagine this is happening not just here, but around the world?
Around the world.
People that are holding a frequency. They're doing healing ceremonies and meditations and things like that. And this is like an acupuncture point for the whole earth. And what we do here affects the whole planet as well as these other points that people are doing work on. And it's really important that, you know, the light workers really step up and wake up and remember. They're being activated like crazy right now. There's so many people that incarnated from the Orion Council of Light that went through the reptilian wars already. They went beyond that. The Pleiadians are here, the Andromedans, the Arcturians, the felines, you know, the Sirians, you know, are all here right now. And what's really interesting is they're like the galactic cheerleaders, and we are them.
Right. You know, at the same time, we are them.
From there.
Yeah.
And that's the big kicker. Somebody's going to flip the switch and everybody's going to go, wait a second. I came from a much more advanced civilization. And that's why I never belonged here. That's why I never felt I belonged here. And when that gets activated, the whole collective consciousness is going to go, you know, and do a flip. And that's the big everybody's waiting for the big ET invasion. It already happened, where the souls.
Right.
The souls incarnate. Exactly. You
know, the disclosure is internal.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, disclosure. Oh, yeah. Take off your fake clothes. Look at the ET in the mirror.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I've always felt disclosure is going to come from the skies. You know, the real disclosure is going to come from, you know, they have control over that, the higher dimensional beings and the spiritually and technologically advanced beings.
Yeah.
They're showing up everywhere right now. I'm getting photographs that are insane of these massive ships. They're not quite physical, but they're showing up everywhere right now. And people are getting initiated like crazy.
Yeah.
They're major initiators. They're going just pop, 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 and, you know, awakening people to their heritage, their spiritual heritage, the multidimensional heritage, you know, so. Yeah, it's on. I mean, it's almost like we have this massive multidimensional cheerleader section, you know, that's assisting us through this timeline. I love what one teacher said. He said, Creator's given its best for these times. And that's us, you know. And if you're in this room, you're part of that. You know, and if you're listening to this broadcast, you're probably part of that as well. So it's time for us to, you know, really step into our power, step into our own identity and figure out what our own unique purpose is for coming in and incarnating here and get on with it.
And it's also that time where at the end of the age. And so, like, if you're going to do it, you better do it.
Yeah.
There's no time to waste now.
Yeah. I mean, the earth needs you more than
exactly.
Now. And it's not, you know, we can't hide anymore. We can't dim our lights. You know, we can't hide. We have to step up to the plate because we are going through some times right now that are very critical. And I wanted to cover that. And a lot of the remote viewing went into that. Some of it did, but like the MK Ultra and the social engineering and all of that that's been going on, it is so intense right now that everything is backwards. We're living in a world of opposites.
And lies are truth. Truth is lie.
Yeah. And it's all backwards. And until we develop our own inner sensitivity, our own BS meter, you might call it, we're going to be subject to that. And so I always tell people there's always a lie in belief. You know, if you separate the word, there's be, lie, and F, right?
Yeah.
So we can't. We have to figure out where we got our data from. Like remote viewing, there's no ego. There's no social engineering in remote viewing. You're writing down this. You're getting it from higher dimension, higher realms, or higher self, whatever. You're writing this stuff down. You have no ego program involved in that. It's coming from a whole nother level. And, you know, that I think is an excellent source and critical thinking. You know, people have lied to you over and over again, then maybe it's not a good idea to listen to those same people anymore. You know, critical thinking, do your own research is what we talked about. It's imperative right now to do your own research. If you're going by what the lamestream media is telling you, you don't have a clue. You know,
basic discernment. It's like we haven't developed basic discernment because we're so used to following somebody else telling us what is and what isn't. So how do you do basic discernment? You know, I mean, most people don't know how, right?
Yeah, you have to drop into the heart.
Yeah.
And so people go, well, that's woo-woo stuff. Well, let me tell you a little technology about that. Your heart has more neurons than your brain. It has more electrical activity in the brain. Your soul sits right next to the heart. And your soul is connected to the source. And that's why you go through the heart. You know, Creator, God, Great Spirit, it's a feeling. You feel it. It comes through the heart. That's how you make your connection. The mind is going to take you all over the place. And these MK Ultra guys, all these, they know how to manipulate your mind. They know exactly. And other entities beyond them that are unseen negative influences, they know exactly how to govern you through your first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. And so if you look at the Hollywood, you look at the music industry, what are they targeting, you know?
Yeah, those three basic things.
Survival, sex, and power. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or money, fame, and fame. You know, they equate power with fame and money and things like that. You know, so what happens when you drop into the heart and you're coming from the heart? They can't manipulate you anymore, and that's your connector, and that's how you can discern what's happening, what's going on. But you know, a lot of people are listening to the lamestream news, and I'm gonna probably piss off a lot of people by saying this, but you know, when I look, you were remote viewing the elections, you know, and it showed Trump, you know, pulling this one off again. And a lot of people are upset about that. And he's the perfect process-oriented therapy person for the planet right now. If you've got male issues, if you've got cultural issues, if you've got any of those issues, I mean, he's bringing those up for you. You know, he's a godsend. But, you know, a very rich, powerful man who, you know, can have any woman he wants. You know, and when we voted him into office, he was a billionaire playboy. You know, what do you expect? You know, but here's the thing that people are missing, his heart. You're not seeing his heart. And his heart, he really loves America. He cares for America. He cares for the people here. And he's doing everything he can to set things straight and get things going in a positive direction, which he's already done once, and now he's doing it again. He's not a racist. He's none of these things that they're programming the people to think about. So here's the kicker. Now, this is... I probably already lost a lot of viewers on this. I'm going to get hate mail for this. But we have to ask that question. Why are the Democrats so threatened by him? Why is the deep state so threatened by him? Why have they done everything to take him out, both of them? You know, why do the drug and sex traffickers, why do they want him out? Why does Hollywood want him out? The pedophiles, why are they all against him? Why are all these people against it? You know, and that's a no-brainer because he's not one of them. And they want to paint him as one of them. They want to try to make him one of them. He's not one of them. You know, he's the wild card, and he's here for a reason. There's a much bigger picture here. So I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm just a trained observer. And I'm observing what's going on. I'm observing the feigned outrage by social media that's run by the corporate elite. You know, their programming. I've watched all the lies and deceptions. When they tell them, I just go, I can't even watch this person. There's no truth coming from this person. You know, he has an agenda. Well, people haven't developed their own inner sensitivity. They haven't tuned into that yet. So they're being swayed and when you ever ask somebody, well, why, you know, make a list. Do you have any personal experience around this person? You know, they don't. And where did your research, where have you done the have you done any research? Have you applied any critical thing to this? No, they haven't. I go, where do you get your information? They go, CNN, you know.
Or any news.
Or any of the mainstream news, you know. So, I mean, I'm looking at this thing
That's MK Ultra.
It is. It's MK Ultra, and people get really upset about that, you know, because, you know, the bottom line is there's a saying that people say, and people get really pissed off about it, and they call it socially engineered, critical thinking and research impaired, useful idiots. That's what they apply to this, and you know, if you're coming from tough love, that's exactly what's going on. And when I see people supporting that program and the program that continues with the division, the separation of cultures, of races, mm-hmm. of genders, and try to pit everybody against everybody, which is what's happening on one side, which we'll say the left, majority of the left. When you see that going on and who's behind it, and if you remote view who's the puppet masters behind this and the Take Down America program that's unfolding right now, you'll see exactly what's going on. And so there's one group that really wants America to go forward and prosper and maintain the healthy ideals upon which it was founded. And it's still growing. There's still things that need to be corrected. You know, there's some injustices that need to be looked at and corrected. That's still happening, but it's the best thing we got on the planet right now. If you don't think so, go to China or go to Korea or go to some of these other countries, you know, and check it out. You know, but we got to really wake up quick and make a decision here on where we're going to go, because like the MK Ultra guys, they want to really take us down a path of total separation, division, and destruction, which you're seeing.
Well, I mean, right now. The CCP,
yeah.
I mean, that's the model for the new world government.
Yeah.
That's what will be employed. That's just total brainwashing. It's communism. Yeah. Yeah.
And you look at the history of socialism, which socialist dictator or whatever was beneficial? I mean, when you take all the power and the wealth, centralize it with the small group, and they're going to control your whole life, tell you what to live, how to eat, where to sleep, everything. They're going to control everything. You do that, your freedom's gone, you know. And what happens when you want to back out of there? You'll get the freebies to go in. How are you going to get out? You know, you go in.
You have to fight your way out, but they took your guns.
But you haven't got nothing to fight with. Yeah. So be really aware, you know, this has happened before, and America is one of the last stands, and we have to stand tall in our own divinity and stand up for ourselves and stand up for what's right. And go back to universal law, basically. You know, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights are designed mm-hmm. to very close to universal law, but basically it's, you know, brother, sister, love, universal peace, individual freedom, prosperity for everybody. That's universal law. And that's what the Galactics operate under. And that's we're going through a big reunion with the Galactics and the Federations. And that's where we're going. So I think we're just about out of time. How are we doing? Two more minutes. We got two more minutes. Do you want to finish off? I mean, John's done a great class here, and you know, give yourself a big hand, everybody out in the audience. Yeah. There, you guys did a great job of remote viewing, and
yeah, this is fun.
It's just amazing. Oh, they're telling me I have to talk about my books, which I never do, but I have Reading the Source and Becoming Gods and The Ultimate Soul Journey and The Anunnaki Return on the website at eseti.org if you want to check it out. And also check this water out, Langenberg Oxygen Water, crystallized oxygen in a microhydrant. It'll get you through these times. It's like prana in a bottle.
It is.
And it amazing totally stuff. Is. I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if I wasn't in this water.
Yeah, but it makes you high.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not getting paid to do that. I'm just sharing something that's awesome. And the main thing right now, I really think, you know, the way to get through these times is keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And that'll get you through. And trust your feelings. And if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing, because there's a lot of unseen negative influences that are trying to drop in and hijack, you know, where we're going. So, you know, we're all masters here. We're all connected to source. We can channel that source through each and every one of us into every situation. And we just have to get away from the guilt, the fear, and the unworthiness and all these social conditioning programs that they're running. And then everything will be well. So I guess we're signing out now. This is James Gillen with John Mavanko on eSETI Stargate, As You Wish Talk Radio simulcasting. And have a great evening, folks. And we're going to be out watching the skies and or not. It sounds like it's raining right now. But as soon as this rain lets up, we'll probably be seeing a lot more ships and getting a lot more footage on the eSETI channel. So anyway, have a great evening and good night.
Good night.